You want to have some of these antiseptic type items on hand. Like I say, it helps fight the spread of germs. It'll helps you clean the wound initially, whatever it might be. Bites, cuts, scrapes, stab wounds, whatever. Okay. The next thing I think everybody's familiar with in those little, what's really handy and easy to use is these little swabs. They're like a little napkin, like a towelette. You just see them at the Kentucky Fried Chicken and whatnot. They're alcohol essentially on a pad. Those are really handy. You can get them. What do they call them? They'll call them a alcohol prep pad. I think that's the industry term. If you buy an alcohol prep pad, you're going to pay a lot more than if you just go buy an alcohol wipe somewhere else. Okay? And keep this in mind, because some of the big stores, you can buy this stuff like in the form of a baby wipe looking container, and these are alcohol laden, sterile when sealed and when manufactured, towelettes. And these are great for cleaning up small stuff and cleaning areas of the body in a bad time or wounds or whatever, especially insect bites. You've got to really clean them good because they can get infected quite quickly, and we've seen that right here because of the environment, the Arizona environment that we live in. Okay. One of the next things I would suggest you have is some of your, just your basic stuff that you've seen for years and don't think about having. A thermometer. An oral thermometer. There's many variations out nowadays. You have the glass ones that you have to shake the mercury down to the bottom. There's nothing wrong with them. You just got to be a little more careful because it is glass. You have the one that's called, I think it's a proprietary name, temp dots. They are essentially a heat reactive strip that changes color and gives you a rough idea of body temperature. When you apply them to like the forehead, it's like a band-aid size thing or a small circle. You can apply them to arterial points, like the two main points below your jawbone or your forehead, and get the temperature. And there's also the electronic ones now that work orally or aurally, the other oral sounding one, A-U-R. Stick them in the ear, hit a button, and like in 10 seconds, you got the temperature. Those are quite popular in the line of work I used to do with the hazard response and whatnot for my old company, because if for some reason you broke a precaution in the rush of things and whatnot, you're not sticking something in someone's mouth that they're going to ingest. Okay? The little thing, boom, it goes right on the outside of your ear, tells you the temperature. They're electronic. These range in prices. Temp dots, whole boxes of them for a few dollars, and each one is good for a reading. So, or a thermometer, that glass one that you use till you break it, but if you're careful, it should last quite a while. To the electronic ones that last as long as you keep putting batteries in it and don't break it or wear it out, which I don't see how you would ever do. Some of the other things, tweezers, getting out splinters, you can use them for all sorts of things. Besides splinters, small objects in the corner. I stress the corner, like the tear duct area of the eye. Don't go probing around the eyeball with some metal object, please. You say thermometer, tweezers, EMT shears. They're very handy. They can cut clothing. Real easy to get to a suspect area. You can use them to cut bandages, the adhesive tape. That adhesive tape is pretty tough if you're not tearing it in length, like I described earlier, to narrow it down. Pretty tough stuff. Okay, and that's good. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to stay on there. Instant ice packs. Two versions of these. A couple different chemical compositions. Essentially have this plastic bag, like a, I don't know what it looks like, but it's a plastic bag, roughly the size of an open hand. You just smash it in the middle, you're full of pop, and that is the separating barrier between two chemicals inside. They mix, and because of the chemical reaction, they drop in temperature incredibly very quick. They generally last 20 minutes or so to 30 minutes. The heat pads last a lot longer, the instant hot packs, compared to the instant cold packs. Hey, Allie. I'm here to say hi. Allie, you going to say hi to everybody?
Yes, hi.
Oh, you got a flashlight. All right.
Come on, you want to say hi?
Jump up here. Here you go.
I was going to say hi.
Hi!
Oh, that was loud. Alright. Yeah?
Bye.
Alright.
See you later, Allie.
Bye. I say, I talked about the essential things like the tools now, hardware we're talking about, tweezer, thermometer, EMT shears. One other thing, a couple other things that are really handy to have around, your everyday antibacterial soap. Two reasons, okay? Number one, the person caring for someone should clean their hands thoroughly before they start touching and grabbing stuff and trying to pull dust out of someone's eye or whatever, okay? You don't want to introduce more germs and make the problem worse. An industry documented fact that I used to have to deal with back in my old line of work was eye injuries. 80% of all permanent eye damage was not a result of the injury. It was a result of the cleaning afterwards. A poke in the eye, a metal particle, a piece of dust, a rock, whatever, a shrapnel type deal like off a grinding wheel in an industrial environment or home workshop. It wasn't the particle that caused the blindness. It was grabbing the closest jug of water on hand and dumping in your eye or whatever, or grabbing at it with dirty hands. The infection afterwards in the living tissue is what caused the eye damage. It wasn't the actual injury. Okay? So, you want to have some good antibiotic soap on hand. Just some of the liquid stuff. Generic brand. It doesn't matter. It's all... You can look at the composition of it. They're almost all the same. They'll tell you 0.05% alcohol and 0.05 this color and whatnot. Just the price range depends on where you buy it. Okay? A couple other things that you use over and over again. Your elastic type stretch bandages, like a 3-inch wide one. It's an ACE bandage, more popularly known as an ACE bandage. I refer to it as elastic bandage because ACE is a proprietary brand name. Much more expensive than buying the off-market one. And they're both essentially identical. The off-brand ones that I've seen that we even used to use them to cut back costs and the kits back at my old line of work, they didn't wear out any faster, stretch out any faster, or not hold as tight. There was no difference. They just cost less because they didn't have that expensive name attached to them. Safety pins. Keep a stock of basically 1.5-inch, 2-inch size safety pins. They can be used to secure clothing, bandages, all sorts of stuff, especially if you get into some heavy-duty stuff, like where you're putting on pressure pads and all that stuff, and hopefully you won't get to the tourniquet stage where they can be used to hold all that on. And if you can get some of the burn-type relieving gel, like the big one, Burn Free, as it's called, excellent stuff. It really takes the pain away and speeds up the healing process of a burn from first to third degree, from minor sunburns to major burns that you may incur from a gas or burn or an explosion and whatnot, or charred clothing stuck to the wound that you peel off, which hopefully you never do. You're not supposed to do that, but people do. Okay. The other things too, you can buy these really cheap surgical gloves. And I say cheap, I should say inexpensive. The quality, there is no difference. They're just not in a big bulk box like you see in a medical office. They come like 5 pairs, 10 pairs, 2 pairs. I've seen these at Target. I've seen these at Walmart. Thrifties, a lot of the big stores, inexpensive. Run around $1. Very nice to have on hand. Keep from introducing more germs to someone. And to keep stuff that you don't want getting on you. And it can be stuff that may not have direct harm effects, like just some blood from your child. And you're not worried about catching anything per se, but you still got to clean up. So these are nice. You just get them on. Boom, you do your work. Get rid of them. Okay? I think that'll cover most of the inquiries I've had in the last week. Those are some of the essentials. You can put together a nice basic medical kit for very, very little expenditure. And it's essentially good for most of this stuff has a lifespan of 4 to 5 years. In actuality, like bandages and whatnot, as far as sterility guaranteed on the package. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Like I said, you want to store this stuff, just like your prescription medications, if you have to have these are very important things to keep around. Okay, I've had family members who found this stuff out the hard way. Once you get cut off from stuff, if you can't drive to the pharmacy or go get your refill, that's all there is to it. Okay, store all your medical supplies, not just the prescription medications. I should have been more elaborate earlier. In a cool, not a moist place, but a cool, dry, dark area. A medicine chest. A good, nice cabin, the pantry type deal. Don't store these things underneath your sink. I don't know how many I have seen in my life, especially in the industrial environment, medical kits that get put in the worst places, like right next to a sink, okay, or underneath a cleaning area. The bad thing about this is that you always have leaks, splashes, everything. And I have literally seen a metal, professional, $300 first aid kit lifted up and the whole back of it fell off because it was rusted through. And it does no good if you have everything coated in rust and it seeps into all your bandages and packages and you drop all of the contents when you pick it up anyway. So store this stuff properly. It's going to save you a lot of headache because if you do run into some kind of medical type emergency like a cut, a very bad one, a natural disaster, tornadoes and whatnot, you don't want to have to worry about where you're going to find this stuff. The idea is to get rid of these headaches, these problems. You don't want to go adding to the situation. So don't wait till the time that the hurricane's 6 hours away, according to the National Weather Service, to worry about refilling your prescription. Oh, you can't talk. If those of you who inquired with me, if this is not satisfactorily answer your questions, you can write, and I will answer them in the quickest time frame that I can, and the best that I can, but please be specific. You can write to Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925, or you can call between 1 and 5, Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, 520-333-4578, and we'll try to attend to your questions about topics that we've covered or other subjects, products, whatnot, the best that we can. And it's time for this. Hello, Randy. This is WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. The planet. All right. Okay. I think we need some music here. That'd be really cool. By the way, we're going to open the phone lines later, okay? We don't want to cut up the show right now, no matter how unorganized it sounds. We don't want to cut it up at this moment for phone calls. It's not to be rude. It's just to be practical, okay? So we can keep this in some kind of flowing, organized manner. What song do we want to hear, Sue?
I know
what we're going to hear. Okay.
But I know it's going to be good.
Uh-huh. Word. Oh, it's our song, Pooh. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break here, play a little piece of music for you. It's a good song. I think everybody will enjoy it.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. Something touched me deep inside today. The music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells us so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes, and I dig those rhythmic blues. I was a lonely teenage rock and bust with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I was out of luck. The day the music died, I started singing high by Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and Mark grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Now 35 returned. And while Lenin read a book on Mark, the court kept practice in the park. Then we sang dirges in the dark today. The music died. We were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Help to shelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. Landing foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass, with the jester on the sideline in a pass. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume, while the sergeant played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Devil's own friend. Oh, and
Yes, that's a great song, huh, Pooh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what do we do when we normally hear that song?
Sing.
Sing? That's right. That's our song.
We were singing while it was playing.
That's right. And it's fun, too. All right. I hope you all enjoyed that song as much as we did. Give us a quick break to do the necessities. Okay, I think what we'll do now, Pooh just can't wait to get to the open calling lines. So I think what we'll do is I want to cover a couple more things real quick. Then we're going to take 101.1 FM off the air so we can do our commercials, because 101.1 is a community service station. So we will not do commercials on there. Once we're done with that, we'll bring them back on the air and open the phone lines for call-in. And you can call and talk about whatever. All right, Pooh?
Yep.
You're going to help us. We're working it out.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. I'd like to cover one more time in case you didn't get it earlier. The address to write to is Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. And we've been getting more inquiries lately. We appreciate your support. Let's keep it up so we can keep the show on the air and keep the good stuff going. Okay. Oh, you don't, I gotta do it. Okay, I'm gonna have to go away from the microphone for a second so I can turn off 101.1 FM. If the Round Valley audience will be back on in about how long, Pooh? 20 minutes?
I don't know.
About 20 minutes. And so just tune back in then. And check us, but we are coming back on. We're not having problems. We're going to turn off the FM station because we want to and we have to, and it's because it's a community service station. Okay, give me just a second. I got to walk away.
Come on, Drew, talk to him.
Well, I don't know what to talk about.
Well, talk about something. Okay. 101.1 FM is off the air. Okay. think what I'd like to cover tonight is I'd like to give a real quick overview of the products that we have here that we're offering you. Some of these we've done a great deal of work to try and find to offer a good price, a good shipping price, everything, and to make the arrangements as easy as possible. I think I'll start off with the literature type items first. First one I'd like to cover is the book, Behold a Pale Horse. This book is written by William Cooper. It's 500 pages of the most well-documented, most suppressed information ever published. Excellent book. Okay, this is a really good book. It's one of those that you sit down, you get engrossed in, and start reading, and before you know it, time has flown by. It's a really good book. It really is. I read this, much prior to me ever having talked to Matt, spoke of, looked at, or anything, William Cooper, and it was a good book then, and knowing him has not changed my view at all, and it has not slanted it in favor of it. It was a good book before, and I suggested it to people that were asking about this type of information. Behold a Pale Horse, over 500 pages, excellent book, $30, postage paid in the U.S. And remember, we accept blank money orders, no checks whatsoever, blank money orders, cash, gold or silver coin. If you wanted barter in gold and silver, call. We'll work out a good price that works out and is quite reasonable and congenial to both parties. Okay, the next thing I'd like to cover is the alternative audio book of Behold a Pale Horse. It's a two-tape audio book. These are very popular with those who have a lot of commuting or traveling. It makes a great gift for someone who has one of those long drives. Particularly, I know just from my background, there's a lot of satellite cities where people live in to save money and then drive a long way to Frisco or L.A. to work. And they'll have hour and a half commutes daily. These make great gifts for anybody in that situation or just in general. It's a really neat set. Two tapes, 3 hours of information, 10 minutes of brand new stuff. Information stuff is really crude. I shouldn't use that word. Really good set. Nice box, two separate tapes, 10 minutes of new information read by the author, William Cooper himself. Professionally produced. It's $19.95, postage paid. This is the alternative audio version of Behold a Pale Horse. Okay, it's $19.95, postage paid. And next thing I'd like to cover, Veritas. Veritas is an international newspaper published by everybody here and all the people who help. It addresses issues that affect your individuality and freedom. Fully documents sources for readers to confirm. It's a big stickler of ours. Don't just believe it because you read it in one place or just because so-and-so said it. Check it out. Back it up, okay? This is the paper. It fully documents the sources for readers to confirm. It's hand-delivered to key representatives and media bureaus in Washington, D.C. Okay. Oh, thank you. And it's a really good newspaper. It's a full-size, not a newsletter, don't say that. It's a full-size newspaper. Okay, the price, 12-issue subscription, is $55. It's an excellent paper. $55 for 12 issues. Okay. And there again, you can pay in the blank money order, cash, and whatnot. And you can send to the address, which I gave earlier. I'll give it one more time at the end of this. Okay, it's $55 for a 12-issue subscription of Veritas. Really good newspaper. Very popular. Nice, really good reading. Okay. And backed up with stuff. Next item is Oklahoma City Day One. This is a massive book. Okay, it's a very large book. It's a good book. It's a detailed account of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on April 19th, 1995. It was written by Michelle Marie Moore, forward by William Cooper. It's a really good book. It's very large. Gives you every piece of evidence in this book is fully documented. Complete references are provided. This book is, and this, there's nothing that can compete with this as far as I'm concerned of this subject. I have read it. I got it probably a couple of years ago, my first one. And it details everything that surrounded the Oklahoma City bombing, and you get a lot more evidence than you ever... What's that from? And I'll just go on. You get a lot more stuff than you... And we heard something really strange in our headphones. I don't know what it was from. Anyway, you get a lot more of the background information and the evidence and circumstances surrounding the Oklahoma City bombing than you did from the cut up, hashed up, regurgitated major media. It's a good book. $16 postage paid. This is a really good book. There again, you can order it from the address I mentioned earlier. It's $16 postpaid for Oklahoma City Day 1. Just refer to it as that. It's the title, and we'll know exactly what you need. I'd like to get into a couple videos here. The Branch Davidians, Last Will and Testament. This videotape... This videotape was made by the Branch Davidians for the BATF and the FBI to prove once and for all, despite all the allegations and lies and everything else that was spreading at the time and it still is spreading, unfortunately, that no one was being held against their will in that home and their church. Okay? This tape was made by them. Unfortunately, very unfortunately, the church members were not aware that this tape would turn out to be their only chance to tell their story to the rest of the world. All the people in this videotape are now dead. This is their own story. As you see them there, you know, live, or I guess per se, I don't know what better word to use, but them with their families telling their side of the story. Okay, they weren't being held there. They weren't lunatics. They weren't nuts. They weren't in a compound. They weren't in a fortress. They were in their home, their church. No one was being forced to stay there, and they made this tape tell their side of the story. Unfortunately, it was not spread. But now you can own a copy of this. This is their own tape that they made for the ATF and the FBI. It's $30 postage paid. This tape is it's a heart-wrenching tape to see these people right there, their families, their children, their, you know, wives and husbands and everything else and relatives talking in their own words, seeing them right there on the camera. And some of them, you can see the injuries that were incurred during the raid on their home, right there on video. It's the Branch Davidians Last Will and Testament, $30 postage paid. That's one that once you see it, if you hadn't already rethought what you may have heard via the major media about the whole deal down there at Waco, Texas, this one will make you rethink almost everything you ever thought before. Okay, the last one I'd like to cover is the Zapruder film. On November 22nd, 1963, Abraham Zapruder stood on a concrete abutment near the famous Grassy Knoll, as it's called in Dallas, Texas, intending only to film the president's motorcade. Instead, he filmed the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Abraham Zapruder rushed this film to a lab where it was developed. Next, the local TV station aired what became known as the Zapruder film the very same night. Shortly after, the film was confiscated and transported to the National Photographic Laboratory in Washington, D.C. The film was eventually returned to Abraham Zapruder, but he promptly auctioned it off to the highest bidder, Time Life Incorporated. It wasn't made available in its entirety to public scrutiny. And I believe if you purchase this video and watch it, you'll see why it was not made available to public scrutiny. Okay? In 1992, William Cooper acquired a first-generation copy on 35mm color-positive film. Was immediately made on 1-inch videotape, transferred. We are offering a brilliant color copy of the famous Zapruder film on half-inch VHS videotape. And what's really nice about this tape is you see it in its entirety. Frames aren't zoomed in on where the top, bottom, and left and right side of a frame is cropped off, which is quite popular with some of the clips you see, which normally all you see is a clip. Here you see it in its entirety. And it's played at normal speed, quarter speed, 1/10 speed, and frame by frame, frame freeze, like that, all on the same video. If you have an interest in the Kennedy assassination, this is a videotape to have. The public's never been allowed to purchase the complete film in a frame by frame type format till now. It's a very rare part of our history. It's something to make you rethink the circumstances and what you may have been taught or saw during the time or heard. And I say taught based on your possible age. It's a good tape. $40 postage paid. It's a Zapruder film. Simply indicate that you would like to purchase a copy of the Zapruder film. $40 postage paid. It's a really good tape. Okay. If you would like to place an order for any of these items that I just covered above, you can call 1 to 5 Mountain 520-333-4578, or you may write Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. And a couple more things I'd like to cover real quick. The knives at the Columbia River knife we advertised, we are down to one unit. We are, sorry, doing some logistics here. We are down to one unit. We have the 15 and 1 tool. Those are already being ordered. We have 20 of those coming. We have the enameled signs, which I think Pooh already snagged up a couple. And the character knives, we have two. What's the knife again? Snuffy?
Yeah, Snuffy Smith.
Snuffy Smith. How do you like your knife, Pooh?
Oh, it's great. I carved out a pumpkin for Doyle today.
Yeah.
He helped me a little bit.
A little bit? What'd I help you with?
Well, he helped me make the face, and I think that's all he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had the freezing, as we talked about last couple nights, and unfortunately it's hurt the pumpkin plant, so there's some immature small pumpkins that, so instead of just letting them rot, we decided to carve them up. It was a nice little jack-o'-lantern Pooh and I made together. What else have you done? You made me a duck.
Yeah.
And a fish.
It's like a flying duck.
Yeah, a flying duck. How about the fish you made me?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Pooh's been having a blast with it. We have two of those collector character knives, USA, good steel blades. Snuffy Smith, yeah. Two more left, that's it. And those are $8.95 a piece. There's two left. Pooh's has had a blast with hers. And just got to... I don't teach her anything. She's been carving up the storm.
I didn't even cut myself yet.
Uh-uh, that's good. That's the idea. You don't want to cut yourself. Yeah, I think let's turn on the radio station again, 101.1. And why don't we open the phone lines, okay? Talk to him. I'm going to walk away.
Okay. Well, anyway, Doyle's kind of like my big brother. He helps me with some stuff. Stuff like that. Anyway, well, he helps my dad, and he helps my mom.
Alrighty, 101.1 FM is back on the air. It took about 20 minutes, like we said. We didn't have any problems. We just simply had to take 101.1 FM off the air at the community service station while we aired some products, because we will not do commercial broadcasting on our community service station. It's not right, and we won't do it. Okay, go ahead, Pooh.
Go ahead what?
What were you talking about? I interrupted you.
Yeah, he helps my mom, and he helps Allie sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
She gets in trouble a lot.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
But she's still my sister.
That's right. She doesn't do it on purpose, huh?
Uh-uh.
No, never. Okay, we're going to open the phone lines up now. The number is 520-333-4578 if you'd like to call in and talk about whatever. I'll try to converse with you. And Pooh's going to help me out tonight. So if anybody would like to talk to Pooh, there's more people would probably like to talk to her than myself, then feel free to.
And don't forget about Sarah the cat.
Oh, that's right. Sarah the cat is here if you want to talk to Sarah. Anyway, the phone lines are open. It's 520-333-4578. In a couple minutes, we're going to have to change the tape, flip it over, change it, do everything. So hopefully I won't mess it up as I did last week.
I think we got a call.
Do we? Let me see. Oh, we do. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is this Doyle?
Yeah, this is Doyle.
Hi, you know who this is?
No.
This is Pearl. This old Gary. You know, just down below there, we used to live at in Kern County.
Yeah? Oh, hey, what's going on?
Just found you on the short way.
Did you?
Did you know what in the world is Doyle doing back there?
I know. You know me, Gary.
Yeah.
So what's you up to?
I thought I'd call you. I pulled up on a computer in the fine state of California where these commies, these people in our congressmen and senators, our senators, they voted. It's okay now to be a state employee, but that also includes a senator, a state senator, or a state congressman, and it's okay to be a member of the Communist Party. They passed that about 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a libertarian. His name was Kotz. Kotz. He was on his third term. He was out anyhow, so he introduced it. So.
Oh, it's
more proof of what's going on in this
country. Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, I know about California a lot. So how are things going out there, Gary?
It's okay for me.
Yeah,
a lot of people, it's not going that good. I spent about an hour talking to Bernadine Smith yesterday afternoon. It's too bad there isn't a lot of people that have the knowledge that woman has.
Yeah. You're right. You're exactly right. Now you say you just, Gary, you just found us tonight on the shortwave?
Yeah, I found you guys tonight.
Yeah, how's it coming in out there?
It comes in pretty clear. It comes in okay.
Okay, good.
And okay.
Yeah, what kind of, if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to answer, what kind of equipment are you using?
I'm using a Shimane.
And
I have a long line, 9 feet.
Okay.
It's 90 feet. It's 45 feet each way.
Each way, yeah.
And then a coax comes right in the center of it.
Okay. Yeah.
And it comes right to my radio.
Good. I was just thinking about you the other day, and the reason I say that is because I was digging through my briefcase, and I got to contact a few people, and you were one of them. Are you still at the same number?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
What do you have?
Oh, I got to call a few of you to ask some stuff.
Come back home. Anytime you feel like
yeah, I will, Gary. I appreciate you calling in, too. That's cool. You want to say hi to Pooh?
I sure do.
Hey, Pooh. Go ahead.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Pooh. How's your little sister doing?
Oh, she's doing just fine.
You probably don't remember me, but when your mother and father, your father gave a seminar at the Paul Bunyan Club in Porterville, that's where I saw you at.
Oh.
Do you remember Porterville, Pooh?
Yeah.
Yeah, my old stomping grounds. We're born and raised in Porterville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doyle, I'm going to let some other people call you.
Alrighty. Thanks for calling, Gary.
And keep in touch with me.
I will.
And I'll listen to you just about every night.
Yeah, Monday through Thursday, 6 to 9 Pacific.
You're not on Friday?
No.
Okay, I got you. And the radio station I'm picking you on, here, my numbers I got punched in, is 7.415.
That's it. WBCQ, the planet, Monticello, Maine.
Now, where's this coming from?
Maine, Monticello, Maine, yeah.
Well, that Shinee's working pretty good, then.
Yeah, it's an excellent station. Everybody's there very professional. These are really good people. It's a good station, good antenna. Everything, it's been a delight.
Well, Doyle, I found out in shortwave radios in the wintertime, even it doesn't matter if it's cloudy and raining. Seems like the shortwave works better in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is. I think the half a radio.
It's the sunspots.
Yeah, half a radio is black magic to me. So
the sun messes with the waves, I believe.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It heats up the ionosphere where it bounces off of.
Yeah, so it keeps more of the waves and, on the correct path for us to receive, so it comes in better.
Yeah.
I'll let you go and give room for some other callers.
Alrighty, thank you, Gary, for calling.
Bye-bye.
Alright, bye-bye. Alright, that was good talking to him. I haven't heard from him in a while. I haven't called him either. That's just much my fault. I'm going to flip the tape, Pooh.
Alright.
Actually, let's change the tape.